Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. Our passage for today is going to be just one verse, Romans 13, 14. And it says, "But put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires." This verse is kind of a summary verse of what comes before it. Eric Swayer today, Wisdom from the Word devotional recently, where he said, Romans 12 is kind of a pivot in the book of Romans, where everything that comes before us sort of declaring who God is and who we are in light of that, how God works. And then Romans 12 on is, okay, what are we going to do about it? You know, a theological way of talking about it is that Romans 1 through 11 is the indicative, says this is who God is. 12 to the end is the imperative. This is how we are to live our lives in the light of the truth of God's word. And this verse is kind of a summary verse, and I just liked it when I encountered it reading in my devotions this week. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. Two parts, and we'll take them one at a time. First, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a favorite image of Paul's. He uses it several times in his epistles. And it's this idea of putting on clothing. He says elsewhere to put off the old self and to put on the new self. If you were to show up to church on a Sunday morning in a black polo shirt with a name tag that had your name on it, you might suddenly find that you get a lot of people asking you questions about where they can find the restrooms and where do we check in for our kids ministry, because you're wearing the uniform of one of our BFC deacons. Now, there are some deacons who show up on a Sunday morning not wearing their uniform, because they're off duty. Yet they might still find themselves doing the job because it is who they really are. When the scripture tells us to put on Christ, it is not telling us to make pretend. You know, let's pretend like we are like Christ, but to live out who we really are. Whether or not a deacon shows up in the black polo shirt with a name tag on, they're deacons and they're servants, and they're probably going to do their servant things whether they are on or off duty, because we have great deacons here. Whether or not we wear the uniform of a Christian and the way that we conduct ourselves, we are Christians. We are Christ followers. We have been made new. We've been given new life through Christ Jesus. So when Paul says this, he's saying, live out your identity as Christ followers. How do we do that? How do we put on Christ? Well, we seek the Lord in prayer, and then we see how Christ how does Jesus live, and how does he call us to live through his word? Throughout Romans, we are told to renew our minds. We are told to submit to the ruling authorities. We're told to be understanding with the weaker brother or the stronger brother. We don't judge one another's walks. We judge ourselves in the light of God's revelation. So we put on Christ. This is one of the things that we are called to do, to live out our identity as Jesus' people. And then the second section I really liked, make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. We know we're not supposed to sin. We know we're supposed to do good and not do evil. But the way that this puts it, make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. It says, don't put yourself in a position where you know you're going to fail. Pastor Adam likes to say on Wednesday nights to his students, sit in a seat where you can be successful, where you're not going to be tempted to talk to your buddies and to cut up and joke around when you're supposed to be listening. This is kind of an extreme example, but I'm going to go here. How do affairs happen? It's usually not all at once, right? There's little compromises. There's trouble at home. So you're at work more, and you're putting more time in this. You're spending more time with your coworkers, and suddenly there's a connection that happens. Rather than setting up boundaries, you allow it to happen. There's text messages being sent. There's meeting up outside of work situations, and suddenly this person who would have said, I would never do anything like that, does something like that. Provisions were made for the flesh. Mike Pence, this was a long time ago, got in a lot of trouble because he said that he wouldn't have dinner with a woman alone or wouldn't ride in an elevator alone with a woman that was not his wife, and people kind of got onto him about it. He knows what we know, that when we put ourselves in situations where it would be easier to sin, sometimes we will. This passage encourages us, make no provision for the flesh. It says, be aware of your sin tendencies. Don't be setting your mind on things that are going to be stumbling blocks for you. Don't hang out with those friends that when you do, you always end up making really inappropriate jokes or gossiping about people or putting other people down. You say, I don't like who I am when I'm around them. Well, maybe you don't need to be around them. Maybe there's certain kinds of shows that you don't need to watch because it gets your mind going in a wrong direction. I know there was a pastor who used to work here who said, I can't listen to old kinds of music because it takes my mind back to how I thought when I was listening to that kind of music as a younger person. It's going to be different applications for different people. But if we're going to be putting on Christ, that means, yes, putting off the old self. I want to take sin seriously because the Word of God takes sin seriously. So not only do I want to not do wrongdoing, maybe I need to take a step back and say, I don't need to put myself in a position where I can be doing what I know I don't need to be doing. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. This is how we live as God's kind of people. And God meets us with the grace to make it possible. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for its encouragements, its challenges, its warnings, its blessings, and the grace that you offer through it, God. And we know that it's going to accomplish the purpose you sent it for. So help us all to work this out in our lives, to fill our minds with good things, and to keep ourselves out of situations where we know that we won't be successful. We do this for your glory and our good. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.